Blog Talk Radio.
Broadcasting from Atlanta, Georgia, this is The Bright Side with Technisha.
A daily broadcast on real-life issues that will keep you motivated.
And now, here's your host, Technisha.
Good afternoon, everyone. Today is April the 6th, 2014, and you're tuning in to another episode of The Bright Side with Technisha. And I hope everyone is having a blissful day. And for the ones who didn't attend church, you will make it again next Sunday. Well, on the line, I have Miss Christy Kennedy. She is a visionary leader who serves as a women's beauty, body image, and business coach. She has a passion for empowering individuals to persevere in the face of adversity. So let's keep our ears and our eyes open today and welcome Christy with love. Hey, Christy, how are you?
Hello, how's it going?
It's going good. Today it's supposed to be raining in Atlanta, but I don't know. It might rain later on.
I was there all last week, and it was no rain. It was absolutely beautiful. It was a wonderful city, I must say.
Oh, thank you. It's a large city. I definitely have to admit that. We stay busy. I was thankful for that hot weather, though. I hope it don't rain. Well, if it does, it need to kill this pollen.
Oh, yes, yes. And people with allergies, God bless them.
Oh, yeah. Well, Christy, let's get a little bit more detail about you, all that you actually do.
Yes, I'm an image enhancement consultant for women. And so that's where the speaking aspect comes into play, because so many women, they really don't know how to groom themselves, take care of their skin, apply their makeup. And so because my background is in aesthetics, I'm a licensed esthetician by trade, I have a passion for sharing those tools and the knowledge that I have accumulated throughout the years. And I am a life coach, so there are a lot of women that are dealing with internal issues. And when you talk about presenting yourself in a powerful way, it's not just the external appearance, it's the internal as well. And so sometimes we have to do a deep work and get ourselves looking great on the inside so we can shine on the outside.
Yeah, that's right. And then just in case anyone didn't know, she also was Miss 2012 Tallahassee, Florida. And she was crowned. And you was also crowned in September 2010 as the 2010 American Image National Woman.
Yes, correct. I have participated in beauty pageants since childhood. And I've taken a major hiatus from it all because a lot of times, you know, it can be a superficial industry that I work in. And the dark side of it is that a lot of women end up destroying themselves, their bodies. You know, we're at an all-time high now with women doing the gastric bypass surgeries because they want to be thin. And it's not the healthiest route to take. And they end up having complications as a result. And so I really try to promote healthiness in the mind, because if your mind is unhealthy, you end up doing things that ultimately hurt you long term.
Well, I mean, it's got to be a lot that goes on behind the scenes that we don't actually see. And that, like you said, that has to be pressure. Women want to actually stay thin to compete with one another, but you actually killing yourself on the inside just to do all this. And the media doesn't make it any better.
Oh, no, because we look at these magazine covers and we think that this is reality when we know most of those images have been photoshopped. No one really looks like their magazine photo. You know, they try to, you know, they create this image of perfection. So you have women who don't know the tricks of the trade and they're trying to aspire to look like that perfect woman on the magazine. Well, we all have some type of scar, some type of imperfection. And the thing is to learn to embrace your flaws. And I tell people, you know, turn your scars into stars and let the real you shine through.
Mm-hmm. Love yourself, because if you don't love, if nobody loves you, you should love your own self.
But it's easier said than done for most people, because think about it. Some people, especially women, have encountered some really hard times, traumatic events in their lives, where they associate those events with their identity. And so if they think that, okay, what has happened to me is me, then they're trying to find a way to become someone different as opposed to just healing, you know, forgiving themselves, forgiving the person that may have hurt them. And then that's where that that love comes into play. But if you never forgive yourself or that person, you know, you end up festering a lot of bitterness. And so we see the results of it. It's a lot of negative outcomes.
It is. Now, Chrissy, you went into entrepreneurship. What inspired you? What inspired you to go into that?
Well, in 1999, I was laid off from my job for the first time in my life. I experienced this, and the company experienced a budget cut, and so there were only two positions that were remaining after the budget cut, and one of them was not mine. And I remember feeling just really slighted, and I was asking myself, okay, what can I do at this point? And from there, I honestly said I never want to be in a position where somebody had that much control over my economic destiny. And so two days later after that, I ended up filing a fictitious name. I had no idea what I was doing. I just knew I had to do something, and I created my first company, and I called it Sweet Smelling Favors at the time. And I learned so many lessons from that event that, one, you need to properly name your business, because many people thought I was selling baked goods when I was selling home decor and office decor. You know, the little bowl, call it Bowls of Hope, with potpourri decorations on the inside, ribbons and everything. And so that didn't last very long, and I realized so much was involved in having a business. Like, I only had one piece of the puzzle, but the one thing I did have was the passion. And throughout the years, that passion has sustained me. Where many people fall off, you know, the radar, I am still out here, you know, treading new territories and things I've never done before is a result of that tenacity that's required when you talk about entrepreneurship, because you're creating something out of nothing, something that's never existed before, and putting your name on it.
Yeah. Well, see, you was willing to, I tell you, that's a big risk when you're getting out there doing your own thing with business-wise, because you have to go in as focused, and a lot of people don't go in and focus. They just want to get in, make the money, and get out, and it doesn't work like that. It actually takes work. You have to do your research. So, Chrissy, by you being an entrepreneur, have you done international business too?
One of my experiences has been over in Bangkok, Thailand, and I decided to do a continuous work out of the country because there are so many individuals, and we talk about third world countries, one thing that they are lacking is the education. And when you look at most successful people, they have the knowledge. And not only do they have the knowledge, then they have the willpower to execute what they know. Well, you're at a disadvantage if you don't even know what you don't know. You see what I'm saying? And
yeah.
So I spoke over in Bangkok, Thailand, at a women in leadership conference, because I speak to women in leaders in particular when I'm empowering, because we carry the weight of the responsibility as it relates to our world and creating new trends, change, you know, as thought leaders. And over in Bangkok, I will never forget, you know, how hard these individuals work. I mean, they're up before the sun rises, and it just reminded me so much of the spirit of an entrepreneur, because a lot of times people want to wait till they have the perfect set of circumstances to move forward. But in entrepreneurship, you move forward before you have anything sometimes in place. You know, you don't know all the pieces to the puzzle. You're, as they say, you're building the plane as you're flying.
Yeah. And, you know, that brought me to the conclusion, too, because I want to sell my own television show. And one of my friends was telling me, she said, why wait? Don't wait till you get all this equipment. Start off now with the smaller things. And you're right, we want to wait till we get bigger and better. But when will that come? How long will you wait, 20 or 30 years, and then time going to pass you by? Somebody else going to steal all your ideas and moving on, and you have still nothing?
Exactly. Yeah, one of my mottos is grow as you go.
Yeah.
Because the beautiful thing is when you're pursuing your passion, your purpose, you know, your potential, and you're excavating it, it's that while you're moving forward, you're learning. You're learning the ins and outs. You're learning about yourself. I say it's the best self-development course that you could ever take, because you get to learn about your strengths and you get to learn about your weaknesses. And then recently when I was in Atlanta, I was at a Speak for Pay business boot camp. And one of the things the educator spoke on, Marshawn Evans, was start before you're ready. You know, people are getting ready to get ready to get ready. Like, we just do it, because I know that with all these years of experience, I would never have the insights that I have had I never stepped out of the boat.
Mm-hmm. But do you feel that it's good to go for beginning entrepreneurs to probably just go global at all?
I believe that that's their passion, their desire, because not everyone has that desire. And I believe it's important that you stay true to who you are and what you've been called to do, because I believe that each of us has a specific assignment while we're on this earth. Now, if you're unaware of your assignment, you may be pursuing international, and you may never get the results that you desire because you were never called there in the first place. Now, I know in the heart of my heart that I have a passion for international missions, you know, to help, but I have to be successful here locally, regionally, nationally, internationally. There's a growth process. You don't just go from local to international, you see what I'm saying? You have to build credibility, your brand, you know, your voice. You have to continue to magnify your message. And one of those opportunities is this right here, you know, on the radio, talking about what I do. There are going to be people that listen who've never heard my voice before. They would not have had that opportunity had I not called in. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So they have to start somewhere, and you build. You build momentum. When I first started, no one was calling me. Now it's like, oh, my gosh, how do I manage the growth? You know, all of the opportunities. Now I have to, I'm in a different place. I have to filter the opportunities that come my way. Okay, what can I take? What can I not take? I'm just one person. There's only so many hours in a day. And now you become selective. Before, you're just getting opportunities just to build a resume.
Exactly. And then you got to look at it. Being an entrepreneur is not easy because you got the limited resources, the few connections, and tight budgets. So you have to make it work. And I agree with Christy. If you're getting out there, even if you expand internationally, grow as you go. Don't wait till after the revenue comes in. Get it before it even starts. You know, so I agree with you 100%. So what are the greatest challenges of being an entrepreneur?
I believe more than anything, the winds of change, I call it. And that's one of the things that people fear the most is change. Say, for instance, you're working in your comfortable job and to say we're going to transition out of that job. The change aspect is, now I may not have a consistent check every 2 weeks, okay? Do I have enough saved up for at least 1 year worth of business building? And so I believe at the heart of the greatest challenge is that change. You need to learn how to manage change. You need to be able to flow with change, the fluctuations of life, basically, because the only thing that is constant is change. So when you get to a place where you're comfortable with change, because it's always going to be happening, because as entrepreneurs, we have to stay innovative. We have to remain on the cutting edge, on the cusp of what's coming next. You see what I'm saying? We can't be outdated because we know how fast our world is moving. I mean, think about social media, how it's changed the entire game, the whole World Wide Web. You know, it's evened out the playing field for those that did not have, you know, large budgets and they had limited resources and staff members. Now, I mean, you can hire a virtual assistant. You can work your own business literally with just yourself until you're at that position where you can hire a full staff. So, I mean, it has eliminated all the excuses that anybody could think of.
Mm-hmm. You know, that's hard for people, Chrissy. It's hard to make that change to actually get out there.
Yeah, and it's a personal decision because I can't motivate someone to make that change. You know, you and I can give you words of encouragement, empowerment all day long, but it ultimately relies on that individual. It's a personal decision that they choose to make. Like I had to make a decision saying, okay, I never want to be in that position again where somebody controlled my financial destiny. They have to make that decision, too. It's just like someone wants to lose weight. You know, we can look at those pictures of individuals that have done the work. I'm like, oh, I'm going to look just like that. But until we change our diet, get in the gym, you know, we're not going to see the results because results require action, period.
It does. We could say that all day. I want to lose 15 pounds. And if you're not willing to do the workout or eat right, then that 15 pounds is just going to be there.
Exactly. It's not going to happen by osmosis.
So, Chrissy, do you have a few keys to succeed, tips for aspiring entrepreneurs?
Oh, yeah, so many keys that I've learned along the way. A few things that come to my mind is consistency. I know when I first started off, I had no real strong direction, and as I became aware of my purpose and what exactly I was wanting to create in the earth and the legacy that I wanted to leave behind, I realized that I had to show up each and every day. And, you know, it's a common saying, those who show up, go up. And I challenged myself every day to do something towards my goals, my dreams, my passion. And to hold myself accountable, I have basically an action book. And I write down action steps that I took for that day. You know, how many people did I call? You know, what doors were open? That keeps me encouraged, because as a result of me knocking on a door, the door was open. And yeah. I believe also success key is surround yourself with successful-minded individuals, because if you think about it, you don't want to just go into business just to be in business.
No.
You want to make a difference, but you want to be profitable. You want to be successful. You want to reap the rewards of your labor. I mean, if not, you would just stay at a 9-to-5 job.
Mm-hmm.
And so I believe it's key, because when you're talking about going into unknown territory, you have to be surrounded by individuals who are advocates of possibility. You know, they're your cheerleaders. And so there are some individuals that we know are filled with doubt and disbelief.
Yes.
They are okay with status quo, being average and normal. And if that's not your path, they are not the best company to keep.
Exactly. And then one thing about it, everybody, you do not want everybody praying for you, because everybody's not going to be for you. Like right now, there are probably some people who are not for me with the radio show, and that's fine. But I will have to step to the side and part my relationship with you, because that's not what I need at the moment. I need positive people. That's what my show is about, news and motivation. So I don't have time for the negative stuff.
That's so good. You have to guard your atmosphere. I am a firm believer of that.
Yes. And that's a good key to go into. Please keep a positive mind, because one thing to me about being an entrepreneur, it's not going to be an easy task. You're going to have people to try and knock you off the boat. Oh, you're not going to do this. So you have to stay positive and keep God first. Always stay prayed up.
That's true, because it's a war. It is a war mentally, physically, spiritually, all of the above. And when you're talking about pursuing, the word in itself is an action word. It's a verb. And you have to be ready to overcome every insurmountable obstacle that presents itself to you, because they will present themselves, but you have to recognize the greatness and the power that's on the inside of you to overcome those forms of opposition, adversity, whatever appears in your way. You have to face fear and not flinch and keep moving forward.
Yes. But this is, now, speaking on that, this is what I want to know, too. Why do you think so many individuals who pursue entrepreneurship or start a business fail to launch, and they go out into this deep end of the pool? Is that a common pattern for most of them?
Oh, definitely. And we know at the heart of it, when I just said you face fear in the face, and it's more than anything, the fear of the unknown, the fear of failure, the fear of someone else's opinion. It's all centered around those fears, and we hear false evidence appearing real. Many people have coined that. And when you get over your fears, I mean, literally the world is at your fingertips. There is nothing that you cannot achieve. And so the main thing that keeps people back is that fear. You know, it's these figments of their imagination. They're imagining the worst instead of the best. If you can just turn that around and say, you know, what if I pursue my dreams and I make a difference like none other, and I make more money than I've ever had in my life. I change people, and there's so many hearts that have been touched by my courage to pursue my passion. We don't often see the onset. We think negatively, and that's why we talk about, you know, surrounding yourself with the right people, reading the right information, you know, staying prayed up, all those different things that foster the spirit of the champion that resides on the inside of you. You know, people fear that they won't have enough. Like we talk about leaving a full-time job, one of the fears is that, you know, I'm not going to be able to pay my bills. And these are all valid concerns, but you cannot allow those concerns to paralyze you.
Exactly. And And then I was thinking of the fact that even when you get into entrepreneurship, you still have to be careful, because a lot of times, well, as far as what I heard with most business people, some mostly fail when they get in there because they're focusing on the business support and you're not really focusing on the money making, or you believe like the movie, if you build it, they will come. And that's not always the case.
Oh, wow, that is so true. You made me think about when I first started. That literally was my mindset, because at that time, I was a secretary and I was working 6 years. So at the 6 year, I was just not being challenged. And I know I was called to do entrepreneurship, and I was burning the candle at both ends, so up early, late night, and I just was tired. And so I was like, something had to give, and it wasn't going to be my dream. So I said, I'm just going to exit this job. And I was out for maybe 5 years doing it full time. And I did the whole building. They would come, found a building, moved in, and literally 2 months later I was moving out, because I learned after the fact that I didn't have traffic. I did not have a solid brand. People didn't even know what I really did. And so where did they even know to come to? You know what I'm saying? There were so many pieces that weren't there. But I'm so glad I did get out there, because I would not have learned that I need to keep my overhead low, because, one, the rent was too high for someone who was just starting. It was $1,500 a month. And if you're not even earning that revenue to even cover the rent itself, you know, you end up in the red. And so there was no business mentor, and people don't realize the value of coaching, because when you obtain a coach, the coach has experienced many of the things that you're going to experience. So it's almost like having the inside scoop, and you want the inside scoop because it's going to save you some money, it's going to save you some heartache, some bumps and bruises. And so I honestly believe that it's key and it's vital to tap into someone else's knowledge base.
And definitely what you said earlier, you have to have strong execution. That's where a lot of them fail, because they execute poorly. And it's not, and to me it's not surprising, since it's more of a common characteristic of entrepreneurs.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, and that's why they come up with great ideas for businesses. Then they are organized, and you got to be detail-oriented. So you got to pick that vision direction for your business. You got to set some goals.
Yes.
You got to measure the progress, and a lot of them don't do that. You just can't go in, oh, I got good grades in school, and I'm smart. No, that's not what it's all about. No one cares about if you was valedictorian or not. They want to know how you going to execute this plan, how you going to give my products out.
This is so true. People are results-driven. They want results. You know, if a company hires you, they want to know how can you increase their bottom line, because you're in business solely, if you think about it, to make a profit. Because if you're not profitable, basically you have this expensive hobby. And I remember that I was a hobbyist for a long time. And, you know, I was doing my passion, but you have to ask yourself, does the marketplace even want what I have to offer? Is there a demand? And you have to be willing to listen to what the marketplace is saying, because if there's no demand, that means your product is going to be sitting on the shelf. And so you have to be in tune with what the people are craving at this time, because we talked about the challenges of entrepreneurship is that there will always be change. And so you have to be in tune with where we are as a society, because things are constantly shifting. So today something may be hot, tomorrow not.
Exactly. I do agree with that 100%.
Mm-hmm. That impacts your business, bottom line.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, Chris, this is what I wanted to ask. What do you know the most? What do you love the most about what you do?
You know, this morning it came to me, and I just thought about, you know, who I am, and when people look at me and or see my information on social media, what I get the most is inspiration. You're so motivational, so passionate, and you can do anything, and possibilities always, you know, these words come up. And I thought about it, I'm the queen of possibilities. Because I believe ridiculously. You know, I believe when I have nothing to believe, you know, there's just like really, in the face of what I'm experiencing, logically, there should be no reason that I'm believing still. But I am just the possibilities queen, and I think more than anything, what inspires me most is that there are unlimited possibilities to what you can achieve as an entrepreneur. You know, when you're working for someone, there's always this cap. There's always some type of limitation. We call it the glass ceiling. And they'll hire you, and they say, this is the amount that I'm going to pay you for these amount of work hours. Well, when you're in entrepreneurship, no one's telling you this is the amount you can make. You know, this is the time that you put in. You know, you put in the time because you love it, and time goes by. I mean, you're talking about hours feel like minutes because you're pursuing what you love the most, and being an individual that can inspire others to achieve more, to not settle for where they are. And they see through my experiences and through my own story, mm-hmm. watching me build something from the ground up, you know, that is very inspiring. And also the ability to leave a legacy. Long after I'm gone, those books will still remain. So someone I may never meet in this lifetime, you know, that inspires me. Because I know I read authors from the 50s, the 1800s, and they sharpen me. And that's power. You know, the money will be gone, but your words will live on.
Yes. And see, that's a true passion. I think you have to have a passion, too, when you go into this. Anything that you really want to do, you got to have a love for it. You got to be able to want to still do it, even if you don't make money.
Mm-hmm.
But what is the most stressful aspect of it all? Just getting started, probably?
I believe there are going to be different levels of stress. Like when I first started, the stress was the resources, you know, and how do I get this and that. And so that allowed me to be creative in learning how to build my business on a bootstrap budget. The stress now at this level, and it's going to be a new stress when I get at a higher level, is how do I manage all these incoming opportunities and filtering through. And, you know, my time is so limited, and on weekends, my passion has grown to the point where, okay, I'm going to have to work on the weekends, and I make sure that I carve out time for myself, because it's easy to get sucked in by business, because there's always something to tweak, improve. There's an email, there's a phone call to return, and you're like, okay, did I respond to that person, you know, and being organized, because the more responsibility you have, mentioned it earlier, you have to be detail-oriented. You got to be, I mean, you can miss an opportunity because you didn't respond to an email. But you really have to be mindful of how you spend your time. I make sure that I limit it from social media, all those different things that are time robbers. You know, they are distractions. I call them the attractive distractors. You know, because it's easy to just kind of clock out. I don't want to really deal with the real-life world. But business requires you to be a responsible individual because you are at the helm of your ship.
Yeah, you are. But I know it has to be. And as we said before, you got to be positive. That's one thing, I think, you know, just decrease all that stress. You got to be positive, laugh a little bit.
My dog is my therapy. I'm playing ball with her. You know, she helps me to relieve that stress because she's always happy, and you know, she's spinning around in circles, so she helps me remember, okay, don't sweat the small stuff.
Yeah, so it's not easy, like Chrissy said. You just keep a good head on your shoulder. And if something does go wrong, of course, try not to let it happen again, but laugh it off, shake it off, because things in this type of business, like you said, Chrissy, when you're getting yourself out there, it's not all cakes and ice cream. It's not going to be, I'm going to get the money. No, not going to be like that. It's going to be times you're going to lose a client. That's going to be stressful. Like you said, you got the social media, you losing sleep, you stand up, losing weight probably. Everything is all tied into this. So, because I have one of my...
Yeah, it's time for the faint.
Because one of my guests is on the line now. His name is Tobias, and he's been chatting with me, and he has his own line out, if he doesn't mind me saying it. It's called Tobias Alpha Creation, and he creates shirts, but he does different drawings like Barack Obama, Martin Luther King Jr. So if anyone is interested in that, please go to TobiasAlphaCreations.wibbly.com. That's Tobias, T-O-B-I-A-S, Alpha, A-L-P-H-A, and Creations.wibbly.com. And he's a upcoming entrepreneur himself. So
awesome.
So Chrissy, tell us a little bit more about your business.
Yes, Christy Kennedy Empowerment Enterprises, KEE for short, and I help individuals find the keys to their success, and that's tapping into their unique giftings, talents, their potential. And a lot of times we undersell ourselves, we sell ourselves short, and so I show individuals, especially those that are artistic, because I'm an artist at heart, and I'm very creative. And how can we turn our creativity into cash? Because like we talked about earlier, I focus on entrepreneur leaders because they are leaders, but they have the gift of entrepreneurship, and also a lot of times they're very creative, you know, they're artists. But because we love it, a lot of times we just give it away. And so I help them to build a foundation, one, that you have to understand you are a business. You are in this business to earn a profit. And if you're not earning a profit, you have a very expensive hobby. And so in order to have the confidence to go forward, you have to treat yourself as if you are walking business, you know. And just because, when I was networking this week, you know, one of the first things, case in point, I had a lady come up to me. She had a business card. And the first thing she said is, I don't have a website. So you've just decreased your value in the sight of a potential client. What if I was considering her? I'm thinking, okay, why would I want to do business with this person? They're not even confident in what they have to offer. So those little things really self-sabotage. There was no need to mention that. You know, there are certain things that we'll mention just in talking, but when you present yourself to a potential client, buyer, you want to present your best self. Whether you have a website or not, I wasn't even thinking about it, but now she has me thinking negatively about her business. You see what I'm saying? And so I teach them how to speak positively, how to look successfully, because I say you look the part, be the part, you get the part. And so the heart of what I do is, you know, empowerment speaking. It's educating and helping aspiring, emerging, and established entrepreneurial leaders understand the power that they possess to make a difference in this world.
Yeah, because like you said, one thing, to do what you actually love, but after a while, you do probably want to start getting paid for it. You got to
do that.
Because actually, this is what I'm trying to do. I want to build my radio show up where it does become better for people, and it will probably start bringing in the cash flow. And like you said, you got to out there.
If you have the traffic for it, you know, people start paying you to be on your show for advertisement. I mean, I see it all the time. Individuals do that where, I mean, you have guests on, but because that traffic is so high, you know, people now want marketing opportunities.
Yeah. I mean, it's a lot that goes into it. So every day I'm thinking of a way to build my brand up. I'm thinking of a trademark now. Also, maybe even going farther where I can have a little store that you go on, purchase certain items pertaining to the Bright Side with Technisha. So it's a lot of going into it. I feel like I'm an entrepreneur sometimes. I'm like, wow, I just wanted to start off a show, but now I want to make it bigger. I'm thinking of promotions that I have my business cards out. I even have a website out. So I'm instead of constantly trying to build myself up and not lose the audience.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're on the right path, definitely. And I definitely commend you on that because not many people have the courage to even start. And so once you start, I mean, that's the power of entrepreneurship. You're always going to be evolving into someone greater and then something greater, you know, for others to be able to partake of, because as you're helping others, you know, you're really in turn helping yourself, you know, creating that economic freedom.
Yes, and I do. Yes, and that's what I want to do. I love to keep people positive, but if it does turn to cash flow, there's nothing wrong with that.
We have to be intentional about that. You know, we deserve to be compensated financially for the work that we do. You think about a doctor when they go into the hospital, wherever they work in their office. You know, I remember going and seeing a doctor. I had a skin condition for a hot minute. I couldn't figure out why my neck was itching. Went into the doctor's office, literally maybe 5 to 7 minutes he saw me, and I had to pay a $125 fee for walking in there. He couldn't figure out what was wrong, but he got paid for his time. That was his hourly rate, even though I spent 5 to 7 minutes. And the same thing with entrepreneurship. If I sit here and coach you and give you keys and tools and tips to success or look at your business, what's not working, give you advice, my hourly rate, it must be paid. It was not freeadvice.com.
Yes, and that's the thing. It is not free, especially when you're getting someone to market you, that is not free whatsoever. Because I had to go through a company. Luckily, it was a good little price, you know, just to promote me on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, so people charge your arm and leg for their services.
Yes, it costs to be the boss.
It sure does. And you are accurate about that. I have been to the doctor, and they would send me, because I would go to one, I think that was South Ford to Memphis, and they would send me a $900 bill, and I'd be like, for what?
Hmm.
You didn't hold me like that. You told me. I already knew I could have done elevate my foot and put some ice on it. And now I got a $900 bill from the hospital. Then I get a fee from the doctor, too. Golly, I said, this is a rip off, and you didn't tell me nothing but what I already knew.
It's not that. It is real. Kristen,
who has been your biggest influence in business and why?
Oh, that's a good one. Well, when I first started, I would have to go back to that place because I know I didn't have many mentors. Because at the time, I didn't even know what entrepreneurship was. I didn't know the term for it. I just knew it was creative, and I needed to express my ideas. And it was Jennifer Donnell of Metropolitan Design and Consulting Group, and she had a seminar. It was called The Spirit of Entrepreneurship, and it was the first time somebody validated what was on the inside and helped me gain clarity, like, oh, that's what I am. And from there, I just started building. And so I just believe she came at a very pivotal point in my life to help steer me in the right direction. And ever since then, I've been going on the path of entrepreneurship. You know, some people just never know where they're supposed to be going. They just go around in circles where I have been going on an upward, you know, ladder of success. Because I knew the direction, ultimately the destination that I want to land on. And so I believe more than anything, far as business, but my mother, you know, going further back as a child who put that spirit of possibility on the inside of me, she would always tell me, you can do anything you put your mind to. And she really embedded in me the spirit of excellence. Because if I did not hang the clothes out correctly, my mother would beat my butt, and I let her go and redo it. You know, I could not have five dishes, all those little things. You know, when I wrote on a piece of paper, I couldn't write on the outside of the lines. When I erase, don't you erase sloppy, you erase neatly. And so now I think I'm almost borderline perfectionist. When people work for me, I feel for them because I see everything that's missing. I have my website is being redesigned right now. And it's been a six-month process, so the first guy that I hired just really wasn't capturing where I am mentally in this level.
Yes.
And so I ended up going to a new company started in January, so they've been working on my site for the past 3 months. This is month four, and I count every day because I'm like, okay, I don't have any web presence. You know, I'm just like trying to be patient. But I read a quote the other day and it was saying that, you know, a Toyota only takes but, you know, what, a few months to build, and you know, Rolls Royce may take 6 months. It was like a shorter time frame. So I was like, okay, we're building a Rolls Royce. Remember, we're building a Rolls Royce. And my mother, she really is at the heart of who I am as a woman of excellence and detail.
And you are. You're a woman of so many hats. And you take these risks, and then you're beautiful on the inside and out. It takes a lot. And being a woman. To me, being a woman out here in the man field, as they would call it, because man think this is their thing. But women are coming back strong. Chrissy here to help you, empower you. And I hope my ladies are out here listening. It's not just about the man anymore. It's about us. We got to come up strong, especially for our black women. We got to come harder.
Yes, I am in agreement with you on that wholeheartedly. Because, you know, I was in the school system, I remember being labeled and in my mind thinking that I was not smart at that time. And I look back and it's like, really, you really have to know who you are and what you possess, because anybody could say anything to you that's contrary to how God has created you and how he looks at you and your royalty, and that you can be prosperous and that you can be a queen, whatever it may be. And then you hear something contrary. If you don't know that, you may buy into it.
Mm-hmm.
So that now is as an adult woman, I live my life that there is nothing that I cannot do. And I don't care how long it will take. When I fix my mind on something, I'm like that bulldog. I'm not letting go until I see the reward.
That's how you have to be, too. You got to be a bulldog. It's a nasty little cold world in that entrepreneur, but you got to be hard. That somebody would, they'll chew you up and spit you out if you're not ready.
Isn't that the truth?
It is.
When you fall with your tail tucked between your legs.
Okay, they will eat you alive. You better be ready. She'll chew you up if you're not ready. It is. That's what it is, though.
Come with your A game, honey.
Yeah, you do. So, Krista, what advice have you received that you want the listeners to know?
What advice have I received?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, one of my mentors, he said to me that literally was instrumental in me moving forward. And when I feel stuck, I get back up because I can hear him in my head. Don't allow money to dictate what you can or cannot have. And I see it so often, entrepreneurs that are beginning or in the middle of the game or even towards the end and feel like quitting. You know, a lot of times the root is the money. And we have to understand that money is just a tool. You know, so many people have tied their identity to money. And we hear about it, like those that are in the stock market in New York, on the exchange, you know, committing suicide because of money. And it's just not that serious. And I think that's what's allowed me to keep moving freely because I'm not attached to money. I understand it has a purpose. And I can always create something to create more money. You have to understand that the true wealth is in your mindset.
Yes.
You know, it's in your ability. Think about Donald Trump, how many times he's gone bankrupt, you know, and he's still on top, right? It's because of the wealth in his mind. It's because of what he knows. It's because of who he knows, his connection to other wealthy individuals that have insight. So it's not the dollar. You know, it's you. You're the walking bank.
Exactly, and a lot of people, that's why they do fail. Their mind is just on the money perspective, but it's not about the money. Yes, we do have to pay our bills, but we can't let that overpower us at the same time.
Exactly. Exactly.
So what are some resources that you have used to help you run your business?
What do I use? One of my favorites right now is because I do a lot of, and so I need pictures, it's flyers all the time, and that could get costly. So one of my little spots is fiverr.com, fiverr.com. When I went to the business networking event this past week, I had my cards, and I got many compliments on one of my most current business cards, and I asked the individual who was looking at it in admiration, and I asked, how much do you think I spent on this card, the design? And he was like, hundreds and the hundreds. I was so tickled. I said $5, and you know, everything is $5 there. Anything you can think of, you just type in what you're looking for, from magazine design, you name it. You want somebody to edit something. And so, and I told him that I ordered from VistaPrint. I've been using VistaPrint since 1999 when I first started the company and designed my first card, which was like a black and white card at that time. And I told him the total for these cards, $45, for a lot of people, they spend so much more. And I think when I first started, I found those different tools because I did not have a large cash flow, you know. It wasn't exorbitant. So I had to be creative in crisis, as I call it.
Yeah,
and
I love
from there, you know, you use them.
Yeah,
it's a great, great resource for those that have low cash. Especially if you're constantly creating, you know, to keep your overhead low. That's like one of my goals, keep the overhead low, because it's easy to start spending money and oftentimes we don't even need to spend all that money. So I really focus on, when I do spend money, it's on it now, not just frivolous things, you know, like aesthetics, things that you don't really need, but it's something that can benefit someone else from listening. I don't really use a lot of tools, like when I use apps on my phone, because I'm a speaker and I put my thoughts out there. I'm oftentimes using like InstaQuote. I just found, for those that are creative in design and don't know how to design, they want to design, and Photoshop can be challenging for if you're just starting. So to get moving quickly, I found I Ticey, I believe that's how you pronounce it, .com, ITICCY.com. And they have really great editing tools for photos. Oh, my gosh, they just took my photos as I've been branching out into photography. I love nature. And I found that website, and it really did a nice finishing touch to my photos to make them look real nice and clean. And so I'm going to start. What's that?
Krista, what you said the website was again?
ipicy.com, or it could be ipixy, but it's ipicy.com. Great for photo editing. And one way you can earn income, I ended up signing up with several stock photo companies, because I believe like every gift and every talent, you can make money off it. So, you know, a lot of times you go to these companies, if you have nice photos, they'll buy them, because think about when you're looking for a certain image, like say if you're looking for a crown, and you know you go to Google, and I use a type of image of crown, and all these images come up where there are some people that have been paid for that image. You know, if you go to that particular website where you're looking for stock photos that are, you know, copyright, they've been copyrighted, you know, that individual get commission off if their photo is selected. So that's what I'm working on next. I'm always working behind the scenes on ways to create residual income. You know, I want to make money when I'm sleeping. I don't want to have to be there, because like the type of work that I am involved in, it is very time intensive. And so you want to be able to free up your time. And that's my long-term goal.
Well,
those are free tools.
And like you said, you have to stay busy. You got to stay up on your A game. 1 minute you slip, that's it.
This is true. This is true. Yeah, you always want to be challenging yourself. I say push your own envelope. No one's going to be there to push you to be better. You know,
yeah.
You think about people that win weightlifting competition, fitness competition. You know, they challenge themselves. They are self-accountable, you know, to what they eat. They know if they eat a bunch of junk food all week, they're going to miss their goals. They're going to end up gaining weight. They're going to get, you know, all those rips and are going to start fading.
Yeah.
So they have to do work. And most people that are really serious, I hear they work 5 to 6 days a week. And so
and
they
I'm
are committed.
And I feel that same way when I'm dealing with a lot of stuff, especially when it comes to working out in my household. Like, I know my husband, well, he says he works out, and I don't know that for certain. But he said he will start doing it with me, and I'm like, well, I prefer if we all do it as a family, the twin girls, let's work out daily, let's eat right, but it's hard. And in certain situations, that's how I feel like I have to do. I have to push myself. If you're not intending to be on the boat with me, I'm just going to push myself to do this, because I fell off. But coming tomorrow, I'm going to get right back on that boat, and I'm doing it for myself. I mean, hey. Yes, I do. I want my girls to be on the right track, but it's hard because they have mommy on this side. Look like that's too hard, but they got daddy on the side. Look like that's easier. So I'm like, okay. I'm trying to win them over, Krista, but it's like, okay, junk food or fruits? And I'm like, no, not the junk food, the fruit. They'll eat the fruit, but it's like, I need you to stay on this side with mommy. Don't go on daddy's side. So I do understand that, Krista. I have to constantly push myself, because if not, then I will fall off the boat, which I did. It's very hard.
Oh, yeah, easy too. I know that's one of my areas of challenge. Like, I'm challenging myself to drink more water than sweet tea, you know, because tea is my comfort zone, like, especially at stressful times. Like, I have multiple deadlines coming up before I leave for Texas to speak at the Black Chamber of Commerce. And so in between all that time, it's like, whoo, okay, naturally I would want to get that caffeine, but I'm like, okay, we're going to get water. So, yeah, it's a decision you make.
Exactly, it is. So what is one thing you learned as a small business owner that has helped you over the years?
One thing I've learned?
Yes.
As a small business owner, you say one thing, okay, then my brain's like, oh, I've learned millions of things. One thing. If it's the B, it's up to me. And I've learned personal responsibility, I believe, more than anything. And it's what gets me up early in the morning, keeps me up late at night, you know, the elimination of excuses. And I have to think about, Krista, how do you want your life to look 5, 10 years from now?
Right.
And when I think about that and the financial freedom and the time freedom and the ability to be able to touch lives across the world, I say it's worth it. And I take responsibility for making the calls. You know, I don't have a PR agency promoting me. You know, I put those emails out. I knock on the doors. You know, that's what it goes back to. If it's to be, it's up to me. And I think that's what kills a lot of small business owners, their momentum, is because they're looking for somebody else to do the work for them. And when you first start out, you do the work for yourself and hire out. You know, you outsource. And I outsource. It's very minimal. Like, I just, it's just like no way around it. Like, okay, I need to outsource this here. Like, time is of the essence. But typically, I'm making it happen, and that means I have to eliminate excuses or it won't get done.
Exactly, and it won't. If you expect somebody to, wait, if you are expecting somebody else to do it for you, it's not going to get done. No one's out here to give you a silver spoon. Mm-hmm. And as we mentioned before, people are not always in your best interest. They rather see you fail.
Mm-hmm. That is so unfortunate, and I believe that's an individual with a, when you think about it, poor man's mentality, because those that, you know, have the wealthy mindset,
yes,
they don't have a problem with sharing their knowledge, their wisdom, their tools, extending, you know, a hand up. I say, you know, we lift as we climb, and those are the type of individuals I personally like to surround myself around. When I was at the event this past week, Speak for Pay, there was a young lady there. She really, really touched my heart in a special way, because she ended up committing to a program that literally would cost about $12,000. And she said, yeah. And that was major. She was ready to go to the next level. She was in position to go to the next level. And I was celebrating her, and she was saying to me, that I'm generous, and whatever I learn, I'm sharing with you. And that just touched my heart, because not everybody, if you pay $1,000 on a program, they're not trying to just hand that over to you. A lot of times they have the mentality, well, I paid for it, I paid the price, you know, I got mine, you got to go get yours. I don't think that's the spirit of a leader, a wealthy person, because, I mean, I believe freely we receive, freely we give. Now, you know, I don't give them everything, you know, but there's a certain extent, you know, I'm just willing to share, because that, to me, that's true wealth, when you have the ability to share, to give what's in your heart freely,
yes,
without
yes.
expecting anything in return. You know, it's not because, okay, I spent 15 years in entrepreneurship, you know, I could be charging $1,000 for this information on this call alone. And, you know, it's not about that. It's about helping somebody else that's out there that is hungry to know the truth, the insides and the outside, you know, the reality of it. You know, like you said, it is not a perfect world. It's very challenging, you know, each and every day. But one thing I love about it is that it changes you from day to day. You become a better person. You know, you think differently as you, the more you learn, the more you experience. And that means the more you have to share with others and help them.
And that, yes. Yes, it takes a lot for a person. That's right, Christy. It takes a lot for a real person to actually want to pass on their knowledge. Because when I used to go to school, you know, you would have teachers say, oh, I got mine. So you get your own. You'd be like, no, that's not the way I think it should be. So you want me to struggle and make L. No. So I congratulate anybody who passed on their knowledge to pass it on wisely. And you don't, and like you said, don't look for nothing in return. That's a true person right there.
Yes, that's beautiful.
Yeah, it is. It's gorgeous. God works in so mysterious ways, and he working through you, Chris, and he worked through that young lady.
Yes, definitely.
And I thank everybody who has been on my show, you, Chris, all the guests, because yes, you're right. By me starting off small, could have been like, well, this is my time. You have to pay me to be on your show. So I appreciate everybody who took out the time with me by me being small time, because I had one guy who said, well, we can't be on your show unless you got 5,000 or more people. And I was like, well, you know what? I will probably work on that, but you have a blessed one.
Okay.
I'm going to keep it moving since you said it just like that. And I was going to feel like this too. I was like, well, if you're looking for that, then you shouldn't be online. Then you need to be talking to V103
you need something to say. She's in Chicago. You should be online, darling. Why are you online?
So
you couldn't be all looking for 5,000 people of audience, because if you want more than I would definitely be hitting the radio station.
Come on. Yeah, and you make me think about, you know, despise not the day of small beginnings. And, you know, people will try to make you feel small, but you have to understand that you are magnificent, honey, is my word. And, you know, it's a mindset. You know, people think that, okay, just because I don't have a large staff or location, whatever it may be, you know, that does not dictate where I'm headed. And you have to understand that you have to know what you're working with and what you possess, and that when you get to 1 million, you know, followers, and then they'll be coming back, and then that's when they're going to have to pay to get on your show. But
exactly.
People are funny. I always look at quality, you know, and because you can have somebody that has a lot of followers, but the quality, you know, is just not there.
Exactly. That's why I was saying. I said you can turn me down right now, but one day I will rise. And I saved his email. I personally saved it. Well, I didn't want to save the email address. It's just with Gmail. It stays, look like it saves everything when you don't want to. But I said, hopefully when I get there, Christy, I will be able to get in contact with you and let you know I do have that amount. And I don't prefer you on my, I wouldn't prefer you on my show because you turned me down in the beginning. See, you never know who God might send in your life. You don't never turn a person down.
That's what he did.
Yeah, he turned me right down. He said, well, we looking for 5,000 people. And I said, that's fine. That's fine. I know I'm starting off small. I'm not big like most people on these shows, but that's all right. God will get me. I will get there, Christy. By will and strength, I'm going to get there with God's help. I get there.
And you know what? I think those experiences, they are instrumental in us moving forward. You know, they operate as fuel, because I've been there, too, where somebody underestimated me. And I mean, gosh, I start moving like I've never moved before. And it's just like, yes, thank you for doing that, because that one door closed, and I mean, I'm talking five would open right after. And it's like, so you don't even have time to even think about it, really, because it's like it literally propels you forward. I'm like, yes, please tell me no. Please tell me I can't do something. Thank you. It was like recently a lady, she told me about my magazine. I was writing. I write for a lot of magazines. I believe in partnerships, so I'm contributing all the time. And I just started my own magazine. And literally the lady was telling me I had surgery. And after having surgery, I missed a deadline. It let me know where their heart really was, and that they were more concerned about me missing a deadline than my health. And they told me basically I was suspended from contributing. I'm like, are you serious? But that literally had somebody else contact me immediately after to write for them. And also it gave me time to focus on my own magazine. I'm like, well, it's okay. You know what? Magnificent Living Magazine is on its way, and we're getting ready to launch again this month. The goal is for my birthday on the 23rd, and I'm really excited about that. So I'm glad they closed the door, because it gave me freedom to focus on what I need to be doing in this next hour.
That's all right. Like you said, one door closes, another one opens up. See, they didn't want to. That's a darn shame. Didn't even care about whether you was on your dying bed or not. Oh, we want this article. You could cough while you're doing the article at the same time.
Oh.
That's a darn shame.
They were getting valuable content, but when that content stopped, they didn't care. It was affecting them.
But I know we get short on time, but I wanted to say this. I had a job because I'm working as a server at the Marriott, but I was working for Turner. They hired me to be the NBA lead pass coordinator. And the lady disappointed me because she never had told me I was making any mistakes. And when she called me, she said that, oh, well, we can't have you doing this position anymore because you're making these mistakes. And I was like, you know what? I know that one door closed, but another one's going to open. I said, but that's fine how you went about it. You didn't let me know, but I still have a job, so I was thankful for that. And it's on my resume. You can't take that away. It's on my resume.
That's right. That's right.
But
I tell people, don't discount any opportunity.
I was, and I was hurt, Kristen. When she did, I did cry, and I had to cry in front of my girls, and they were like, what's wrong, Mom? And I said, I couldn't tell them. My husband was like, you know what? Don't worry about it. Things will get better. Because you never know what was the reason. Everybody said, you don't know what the reason was why she might got rid of you. Because though I come in, I have the positive attitude like I always do. Come in, make sure that things was right. I made sure that if you didn't need nothing else, I'm going to leave. But other than that, I'm going to make sure that everything is all right. And I didn't know that the people who was looking at me in my face already knew I was going out that door that day. And it's still hurting me a little bit, Christy, to this day a little bit, because I was like, you knew already I was going out this door, but you didn't decide to come to me. You smiled in my face. And guess what, Christy, what they get to me? They wouldn't answer none of my emails. When I told them, I said, I was sincere about it. I said, I thank you for letting me have that opportunity to work with you. No, none of them responded back to me. They had shut me out like I was an animal on the street. Like, okay, but only one person responded back to me, and I told him, thank you. Because I said the rest of them didn't even respond to me. They shut me out like I was nobody. But one day, you never know, I might get in a position in Turner, and I would see her. Yeah, but I told her like this, Kristen, before when she got on the phone, I told her, I thank you for the opportunity you gave me. I didn't go out with yelling or nothing. I didn't do all that. I thank you for giving me that opportunity. At least I got my foot in. That's all that matters.
You just made me think about what I just wrote yesterday. Queens don't trip; they triumph.
Yeah, you have to be strong. You got to, because they'll knock you down. And I have a lady on LinkedIn. That's why I said, and it probably was meant for, because now I can end up doing my radio, so I can do something that I really actually love. But Christy, do you have any other advice for our listeners out there if there's something that they really, truly want to go into, entrepreneurship?
Yes, I think a final thought would be one of my favorite quotes, success doesn't come to you, you go to it, by Marva Collins. And, you know, don't wait for it to come to you. You go after it. If you want it, go get it, period. The joy for the taking.
It is, and I love that quote. I do. It's all about you, and only you. What they always say, Christy, only you can stop your own success. Nobody can do it for you.
Yeah.
Well, Christy, I do. I thank you so much for being on my show. I love that we got our stuff out on the table of how people did us, but we're going to still keep rising, Christy. We beautiful black women. Nobody can't stop us.
That's right. I have enjoyed you. Thank you so much for the opportunity to share with your audience, and I look forward to empowering you guys real soon.
Thank you, Chris, and I'm going to stay in touch with you, too.
Thank you, darling. Have a great day.
You, too. Well, listeners, I thank you so much for tuning in, listening to Christy, who is a beautiful, gorgeous woman spiritually and mentally and physically. And I hope you do check out her stuff, because she's a bad woman. Also, don't forget to check out TobiasAlphaCreations.Wibbly.com. He creates marvelous shirts, do great drawings. Everybody has a shirt, so please check him out. Tomorrow we will have Rick Goodfritz. He is the author of I Hear You, But It's an Effective Communication and Listening Skills, Tips for Improving All Relationships. So we need to do that, men and women, because we don't listen enough to one another. And we also will have Jennifer Primos on as well. She will be talking about relationships as far as it not being as a fairy tale, how to empower women. So tune in tomorrow. We'll have two great guests, as I always have great guests on my show. So please tune in tomorrow at 12 o'clock p.m. And as I always say, I love you and God bless. And take care of yourselves.
Thank you for tuning in to The Bright Side with Tanisha.
Come back daily from 12 p.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern.
God bless.